بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقول الله تعالى: ما لعبد المؤمن عندي جزاء إذا قبضت صفيه من أهل الدنيا ثم احتسبه إلا الجنة. رواه البخاري. We are studying the chapter of exercising sabr and patience, which is a very great quality for a believer, and it has to, if it's by nature in a person, very fortunate is that person. If not, we have to cultivate it and grow it in us, that we have the quality of patience and sabr. It helps a person tremendously at every stage of his life if he has the quality to make sabr. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says. This is called a hadith Qudsi, in which the words are of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is speaking to us. So Allah says in this hadith, Ma li abdil mu'min, There is no reward by me for a mu'min believer, jaza'un, that there is no reward for him, idha qabattu safiyahu min ahli dunya, when I have taken away from him somebody who is very dear and beloved to him from the people of dunya. Thumma ihtasabahu, and then that person makes sabr and he hopes for the rewards from it. إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ, the reward by me is that there is nothing else but Jannah. In other words, I will give him definitely the Jannah. So in this hadith we read that for a abde mu'min, the first thing that is required, that is a believing person, a person who has got Iman on Allah Ta'ala. And any and every reward indeed is on the condition that a person has Iman. His iman is correct. If there is no iman, then all the good deeds also, there is no reward for them. And a beautiful explanation of that is given, that if you add 0 to 0 and 100 zeros, it equals to 0. So if we don't have iman, and then all our amal, so to say, as weak as they are 0. But if you have iman on the one Allah, and now you add 1 0, it has become 10. You add another 0, it has become 100. Another 0, 1,000. And it just keeps on growing. So if we have that iman on Allah Ta'ala, then all our good deeds, they just keep on growing all the time. And if unfortunately there isn't that iman, the correct iman on Allah Ta'ala, then all our good deeds, we can carry on doing them, but it will just be 0. So it's very important that our iman must be in order. And Allah Ta'ala says, when I take a dear and close one, somebody that you had love for, attachment to, and by human nature, we love our close ones, our family members, our children, our brothers, sisters, whoever, and the more you love that person, but when Allah Ta'ala has taken that person away, Allah has decreed the death of that person, ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ. This is important, that now he realizes, my feelings are here for this dear and close person, and Allah Ta'ala has taken him away, and I must be happy with the decision of Allah. I must not go through with what I love, but what the decision of Allah Ta'ala is, and he hopes for reward from Allah, he makes sabr. He doesn't complain, he doesn't go wailing and moaning that why is this beloved person of mine, this dear person, the breadwinner of the house has been taken away. And many times it happened, the person who is ill, or person who is handicapped, that person gets left behind. And the person who was earning and caring for that person, Allah takes that person away. So anyway, a dear and close person Allah takes away, and this person makes a sabr, on that Allah says, I will definitely give that person Jannah. So the specific mention of believing servant indicates that this reward is exclusive to a believer. A disbeliever will not be rewarded in the year after for his good deeds because he is deficient of the vital quality of Iman. And we can also understand this, that if a person, for example, just an example, has got a bank account and now you deposit in that account, your account will grow. But if there isn't an account and you are just putting money there, then where is it going to go? There is no account. So the Iman has to be there first, and then we deposit our good deeds, it's just going to grow. But if there is no Iman, then where are we putting our good deeds? This hadith, the hadith al-Qudsi, teaches us that patience in the face of a calamity is a sign of complete Iman. This is that Iman that we have to develop, that when these difficult and hard conditions come, a person makes sabr, and then if he makes sabr, he will get the reward also, and for himself also, emotionally, he will be well composed, and it will be good for his health, for his surroundings, for the people around him, when he is composed. But if he starts becoming like a mad person, shouting, screaming, that how could this happen to me, this is very unfair, etc., he's doing no harm to anyone else but to himself, and he's being a nuisance to everyone around him. So if a person has this patience, and he gets a reward from Allah, and he will be looked up to by all people as well. The prerequisite for acquiring the reward specified year, are that a person should exercise patience. And as we read in the previous hadith, patience is just when the calamity befalls a person. Otherwise, slowly over time, every wound starts healing and it is overcome. But at that time, to make patience, to have sabr, just when the calamity falls, for that the preparation is required. A person must imbue himself, cultivate this quality within him. Be pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala and be hopeful of divine reward. When a calamity and difficulty comes, a person must accept it. It is from Allah. Have hope for the reward from Allah Ta'ala and exercise patience. May Allah bless us to develop this quality, and at the same time we continuously make dua that Allah does not test us, that He makes things very easy for us. We are very, very weak. We can talk big and we can think we are very great believers, but when a difficulty comes, then a person sees in how much water he is. So we ask for Allah for afiyat, and the dua of afiyat always we should make. But still, this is dunya, these conditions do come. If we are prepared, it is only good for ourselves.